Well, good evening, all. I'm Richard Moses with a welcome to the Tuesday edition of Music for a While. It's our special Election Day edition today, and I'm sure I'll warm the cockles of your heart by announcing that the music we play will have absolutely nothing to do with the election. But the music we're going to play has a lot to do with everything. I'm going to start with a concerto by Rodrigo for four guitars. Yes, I bought it specially for you. And the rest of the program will contain perhaps one of the greatest symphonies ever written. It's by Shostakovich, and it's Fifth, and we'll have something to say about that. But let us begin with this marvelous... I sent away for this because, I listen to other radio stations. I know it's difficult to understand, but when I do, I never fail to pick up some pointers. And I sent away for this Romero's disc, which had on it the Concierto Andaluz for four guitars and orchestra. And all the guitarists are father and brothers of the Romero family. What an amazing group, eh? So they will be accompanied by the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Victor Alessandro. So here is, we don't have to say anything more about the music. It comes from the province of Andalusia in Spain. And it was written by Joaquin Rodrigo, another amazing fellow. He was blind, you know. Yes. And wrote some of the... And on the other side of this disc, as they used to say, is the Concierto de Aranjuez, which we will hear anon. But first, here's the three-movement Concierto Andaluz by Rodrigo. I love it. It's funny, we hear the Aranjuez Concerto many, many times, but there were so many others that Rodrigo wrote, and that was the Concierto Andaluz, played there for us by Celedonio, Salim, Pepe, and Angel Romero, with the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra under Victor Alessandro. And the Aranjuez is on this disc, and I'm saving it. So you have that to look forward to. There are also a number of Vivaldi concertos, which are also terrific. All right, now don't go away, because next on our agenda is Shostakovich.
Classical music on CFSI-FM, Salt Spring Island, is made possible in part by Sotheby's International Realty Canada. The Sotheby's International Realty Canada network will connect you with all the places you ever thought of calling home.
That's our Cindy. You may not know Cindy, but Cindy is the person who runs the Metropolitan Live Operas on Saturday morning. She's the one up in the booth that brings it in and makes it happen and keeps it going and adjusts the sound when you need it and checks the lights and so on. Cindy Jacobson, there she is. Now, I want to play for you, I think we've heard it once, at least once on the program, this mighty Symphony No. 5 in D minor, Opus 47 by Dmitri Shostakovich. It's an interesting symphony because various conductors interpret it differently. Some of them get it right, and some of them get it wrong. The conductor note here is Mstislav Rostropovich, who was a personal friend of the composer, and he conducts the National Symphony Orchestra of Washington, D.C., and he gets it right. And I want to explain about this getting it right and share with you some notes by Rostropovich. He says, living his life between success and censure molded Shostakovich's character, which Rostropovich describes with the metaphor, a ship with a double bottom, so that he and his family could survive, he had sometimes to show us an official face. In the large number of compositions not found favor with the authorities, but the face turned inward, the face that reflects his artistic individuality is seen in his true works, in which the music is the expressive medium of a tormented personality. As a demonstration of this, Rostropovich points to the 8th String Quartet. We know about that, a musical autobiography dedicated to the victims of fascism. But the 5th Symphony, which was written in 1937, a year after Stalin had apostrophized Shostakovich's music as, quote, chaos, unquote, in its first performance, given to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the October Revolution, it satisfied the regime as proof of the rehabilitation of a composer who had now returned to an aesthetic outlook in conformity with party doctrine. But the audience at that legendary performance interpreted the work differently. Rostropovich describes the overwhelming effect the symphony had, quote, the applause went on for an entire hour, unquote. People were in an uproar and ran up and down through the streets of Leningrad till the small of the hours, embracing and congratulating each other on having been there. They had understood the message that forms the lower bottom, if you will, of the outer hull of the Fifth Symphony, the message of sorrow, suffering, and isolation, stretched on the rack of the Inquisition. The victim still tries to smile in his pain. The shrill repetition of that A note at the end of the symphony is to me, says Rostropovich, like a spear point jabbing in the wounds of a person on the rack. The hearers of the first performance could identify with that person. Anybody who thinks the finale is glorification is an idiot. Yes, he says, it is a triumph for idiots. Shostakovich himself said of that finale of his fifth, what exultation could there be? What kind of apotheosis is that? You have to be a complete oaf not to hear that. Well, you'll hear the fifth now, and particularly pay attention to the last movement, because it apparently builds to a great, great climax. So conductors have tendencies to build along with that. It goes in a wrongful performance, as to my lights, the conclusion picks up speed and finishes on a rapid, wild note. This is not what Shostakovich wrote, according to Rostropovich. Instead, the end of the last movement gets more ponderous, slower, sadder, and at the end, the bass drums just pound the anguish that those people at the first performance of this symphony plainly understood. Well, here it is. It's in four movements, a moderato, an allegretto, a largo, and that final allegro non troppo. Rostropovich here conducts the National Symphony Orchestra of Washington, D.C.